Thank you for calling Family First. This is Valeria speaking.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Lisa Fuller.
Good morning, Lisa. This is Valeria from Family First. How may I help you today?
Okay. I have a couple questions for you. The first one is, my caregiver forgot to clock out twice. How do we fix that?
To forget to clock in and out is not an excuse that can, we can allow some time sheet, but she has to be, you know, like careful with that. She must try to clock in and out each day because that's the only proof that we have that you're receiving services, you know.
Okay.
So
well, I'm
we
telling you that I am receiving services, but
yes, but we need to her clock in and out. Okay, she must be careful. To fix that, we request timesheets, but we only approve one timesheet per week.
Okay.
Yeah, we can fix it with the timesheet. Which days she forgot to clock out?
I don't remember.
No, okay, I will get in touch with her, with Renee, or if she will work at 5. Okay, I will reach out her and let her and ask her which days she forgot to clock out. I requested a timesheet for last week. I see that she didn't clock out on Saturday. So I will reach out her and make sure which day she forgot to clock in and clock out, okay? Or clock out.
All right. Also, she told me that she was clocking in and out correctly for the past couple weeks. But the last 2 weeks, the last two Fridays when she got paid, her check was only $330.
Because she has several missed clocking and clock outs, she was advised at her upper manager that we won't bill more time sheets if she's still failing with clocking and clock out. If she's not clocking and clock out, if she's doing, she can open in the app, in the menu, in option visits, and if she did it well each day clocking and clock out, we can see it in the app. But so far, there's only like 3 or 4 days that she clock in and clock out well. The other days she didn't.
For this week?
Last week she did it, but she didn't clock in and clock out on Sunday and missed the clock out on Saturday. But from Monday through Friday, she did it well.
She did good though?
She did it well. She did it well from Monday to Friday.
All right, and so that will reflect on the paycheck she gets tomorrow?
The what?
The paycheck that she'll be receiving tomorrow.
The paycheck for tomorrow, she will be paid for the time that she clocked in and out, but I requested a timesheet for Saturday. I did it by email and text message, but she didn't send the timesheet yet for Saturday.
Okay, if she sends it right now, will that come on her check tomorrow?
This Saturday, yes. Yes, we have time, yep.
Okay. I will let her know.
Yes, so please check her email, yep, and text message.
Okay, so it's Saturday and what, Sunday?
But Sunday she didn't clock in and clock out.
At all?
At all, yes.
She was definitely here on Sunday.
Okay, only for this time I would allow that time sheet, but she didn't clock out also on Monday. So she cannot forget to clock in and clock out. This is mandatory.
Wow. Okay,
but
so Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Mm-hmm.
So far, only last weekend, okay? I have to escalate it with my manager because she was
right.
Advised by my supervisor and she's still missing the clocks.
Right.
Okay. So far, we are going to pay. Remember that we pay from Monday to Sunday, so I'm going to allow Saturday and Sunday, okay? I'm going to resend the email so she can check right now.
Are you going to send her an email right now?
Over again, yes.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, Lisa, thank you to you for getting in touch with me, okay? Anything else I can
No problem.
Help?
No, that's it.
Okay, thank you so much for your time. You have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.